Lesson 10. Office Work 2. Part A. Micro-listening. Sentence structure. Verbs.
Drill 1. Listen carefully. You will hear 8 short statements. After you hear one, read the 4 choices quickly and choose the one which is closest in meaning to the statement. Underline the letter beside your choice.
1. Tim called Alice.
2. Jack left his lunch at home.
3. Mary prefers singing to painting.
4. Tom's father used to walk to work.
5. It's time to put children first.
6. Miss Green should go on a diet.
7. Rose was brought up by her uncle.
8. Mr. Martin called off the test. Drill 2. Listen carefully. Repeat the sentences. Listen again. Write the sentences down. Listen for the third time and check your answers.
1. Does this bus stop at the hospital? Does this bus stop at the hospital? Does this bus stop at the hospital?
2. Have you got time to finish making that dress today? Have you got time to finish making that dress today? Have you got time to finish making that dress today?
3. Bob goes home from school at noon. Bob goes home from school at noon. Bob goes home from school at noon.
4. The girls took their dog with them. The girls took their dog with them. The girls took their dog with them.
5. You may get off at the next stop. You may get off at the next stop. You may get off at the next stop.
6. Please turn that music off at once. Please turn that music off at once. Please turn that music off at once.
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. I was a little anxious to get here. Now listen to the dialogue.
Excuse me, can you help me, please?
Yes. What is it?
Is this the finance section?
Yes, it is.
Good. Then I'm in the right place. I'm looking for Mrs. Davis.
You're early. The office doesn't open until 9. It's 9:15 now.
Oh, is it that early? I'm reporting for work today.
Mrs. Davis will be here soon.
I was a little anxious to get here, I guess.
Are you a typist or a secretary?
I'm a typist.
Oh, then you're my replacement.
Oh, I'm sorry for that.
No. I've just got a transfer to the general manager's office.
That's good. My name is Laura White.
My name is Linda Blake. Mrs. Davis will be glad to see you, I think. We have a lot of work to do here.
Is it very difficult?
Oh, no. You'll learn it all in a couple of weeks.
I hope so. I'm still a little nervous now.
Take it easy. Ah, here comes Mrs. Davis.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Excuse me, can you help me, please?
Yes. What is it?
Is this the finance section?
Yes, it is.
Good. Then I'm in the right place. I'm looking for Mrs. Davis.
You're early. The office doesn't open until 9. It's 9:15 now.
Oh, is it that early? I'm reporting for work today.
Mrs. Davis will be here soon.
I was a little anxious to get here, I guess.
Are you a typist or a secretary?
I'm a typist.
Oh, then you're my replacement.
Oh, I'm sorry for that.
No. I've just got a transfer to the general manager's office.
That's good. My name is Laura White.
My name is Linda Blake. Mrs. Davis will be glad to see you, I think. We have a lot of work to do here.
Is it very difficult?
Oh, no. You'll learn it all in a couple of weeks.
I hope so. I'm still a little nervous now.
Take it easy. Ah, here comes Mrs. Davis.
Question number 1. Why has Laura come to the office?
Question number 2. Who is Mrs. Davis?
Question number 3. When do people in the finance section start work?
Question number 4. What do you know about Linda?
Question number 5. Why does Laura feel a little nervous today?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and supply the missing information.
Excuse me, can you help me, please?
Yes. What is it?
Is this the finance section?
Yes, it is.
Good. Then I'm in the right place. I'm looking for Mrs. Davis.
You're early. The office doesn't open until 9. It's 9:15 now.
Oh, is it that early? I'm reporting for work today.
Mrs. Davis will be here soon.
I was a little anxious to get here, I guess.
Are you a typist or a secretary?
I'm a typist.
Oh, then you're my replacement.
Oh, I'm sorry for that.
No. I've just got a transfer to the general manager's office.
That's good. My name is Laura White.
My name is Linda Blake. Mrs. Davis will be glad to see you, I think. We have a lot of work to do here.
Is it very difficult?
Oh, no. You'll learn it all in a couple of weeks.
I hope so. I'm still a little nervous now.
Take it easy. Ah, here comes Mrs. Davis.
Passage. Whose fault is it? Now listen to the passage.
An important businessman was asked to give a 20-minute speech in another city. He was too busy to write it himself, so he asked his secretary to put one together for him out of a large book of speeches which she had on her desk. She typed one out for him, and he picked it just in time to rush off to his plane. But when he gave his speech, it ran on for an hour, and the audience was getting very restless and bored by the end of it. When the businessman got back to his office, he complained to his secretary about this. "I told you it was supposed to be a 20-minute speech," he said to her bitterly. "That's what I gave you," she answered, "the original and the two copies. The original for you to read at the meeting, and the two copies for the file, after you have checked them."
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear.
An important businessman was asked to give a 20-minute speech in another city. He was too busy to write it himself, so he asked his secretary to put one together for him out of a large book of speeches which she had on her desk. She typed one out for him, and he picked it just in time to rush off to his plane. But when he gave his speech, it ran on for an hour, and the audience was getting very restless and bored by the end of it. When the businessman got back to his office, he complained to his secretary about this. "I told you it was supposed to be a 20-minute speech," he said to her bitterly. "That's what I gave you," she answered, "the original and the two copies. The original for you to read at the meeting, and the two copies for the file, after you have checked them."
Number 1. The businessman was too busy to write the speech himself.
Number 2. He asked his secretary to choose one speech out of a book for him.
Number 3. The audience was not interested at all in his 20-minute speech.
Number 4. The man didn't read the speech before he went to the meeting.
Number 5. It turned out that the businessman had read the same speech 3 times at the meeting.
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and complete the following according to what you have got from the tape.
An important businessman was asked to give a 20-minute speech in another city. He was too busy to write it himself, so he asked his secretary to put one together for him out of a large book of speeches which she had on her desk. She typed one out for him, and he picked it just in time to rush off to his plane. But when he gave his speech, it ran on for an hour, and the audience was getting very restless and bored by the end of it. When the businessman got back to his office, he complained to his secretary about this. "I told you it was supposed to be a 20-minute speech," he said to her bitterly. "That's what I gave you," she answered, "the original and the two copies. The original for you to read at the meeting, and the two copies for the file, after you have checked them."
This is the end of Lesson 10.